A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line for A Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again this month.
And a very good morning to you, Gerry.
Now, if anyone's any questions or queries, get them into us now for Tony. We've one here and it goes like this, Tony. Our son sent me a photo of our niece in hospital. I shared the photo on the internet. My son rang me a few hours later and insisted I take it down, which I did. But honestly, can't see the harm in it. Can't see any harm in what was done. I'm left second guessing my every move now each time I go to post something.
Well, there's three issues really that come to mind with regard to what's happened there. One is the sensitivity of people's feelings. Some people are grand about their photograph or whatever, you know. Other people are very, very, very private. And, you know, so we have to be careful on that level. Secondly, people's privacy is very important to them. And, you know, again, even when they're not sensitive, they don't like other people using whatever their recorded voice or their image or whatever. And thirdly, there's a rule which applies both to artworks and to photographs, which says that they are copyright to the person who produced them. So if nothing else, you were breaking a copyright law by publishing somebody else's photograph without their permission on the internet. And no, it's not serious, and I don't think there's ever been, well, there might have been a few cases, but that would be the least of the sort of things that would ring a little alarm bell in the back of my head. Basically, it's being careful about other people's sensitivities. You may not be sensitive, but other people can be very sensitive to their anything about them being published like that without their permission.
Yeah, and you're not posting your picture of yourself online. It's you're posting somebody else, even if it is your niece or who's in the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, even if you take a photograph, if I take a photograph of downtown and there's somebody standing out in that photograph, not, you know, now if there's a photograph of a crowd, it's a different thing. But I should really have their permission before I would publish that. So, but, you know, I think the problem here is one of sensitivity, people being sensitive. And, you know, we have to respect that. You know, if some people are shy and they don't want, you know, their images or anything else belong to them, put up in public for display, as it were. You know, some people are quite shocked by that. People like yourself and myself now who are used to a bit of, you know, coming and going, that wouldn't bother most people who are in business or who are out there doing things. But, you know, some people are very, very sensitive. So you have to respect that in people and you have to back off. And, you know, that's what it is. You haven't done anything really wrong, but at the same time, you haven't respected somebody's sensitivity with regard to their what essentially is their property.
Yeah, and you have to be especially conscious, well, Tony, of images of children when putting them up online,
even more so than adults. Oh, no question about that, yeah.
So that's a factor you need to factor into that situation and maybe learn a lesson for the next time. Or as you said, Tony, ask permission before you go posting.
Absolutely, yeah. And very few people do, unfortunately.
Okay. Tony, next query that's coming to us from a listener talks about, I suppose, the period of time we're heading into. Winter's ahead. I'm again conscious cold weather affects me a great deal. However, my wife is all about conserving energy, especially heating costs. So she attempts to keep the house at quite a low temperature. My problem is she does not seem to mind the cold, whereas a chill can get right into my bones and I totally feel miserable. I've said it to her many times. She doesn't seem to understand. I don't know how to deal with the situation.
That's simply a communication problem. It's down to she's not getting the message. That's basically what's happening. And the reason she's not getting the message is that the message hasn't been put into a formula which registers with her consciousness. It's the case with most people, you know, people who are doing advertising, they look for people's sensitivities and so on and so forth. But in this situation, I would say, you know, you have to consider how people understand what you are saying. You think you're saying something exactly, but it's then down to the other person how they interpret what you are saying. And, you know, what I would say here is, you know, you need to make a case for, almost as if you were going to court with it. If you were going to court to prove that you are suffering from the cold and you need a little bit more heat, make a case on paper for yourself and then refine that to a level which is not legal in its language, which is very much human in its language, and rewrite it 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 times. And when you feel you have the message sort of in the right focus for yourself, then I would suggest that you take the missus out to dinner or, you know, somewhere nice or whatever, and, you know, verbally, not with a note in your hand, because that will change the whole focus of the conversation. But you verbally, gently and very carefully and very lovingly give the message over that, look, I do suffer from the cold and our house was a bit too cold last winter. Can we do anything, or can we always make it a we, not us, can you? Can we do anything about keeping the house that little bit warmer? And, you know, it's getting the message across. And I think if you look at what's happening in the world today, it's people giving the wrong messages, not because the message is necessarily wrong, but how it's delivered. And we've had some great examples of that in the news the last couple of days. You know, people, you know, maybe saying something that would be partially valid, but saying it in a way that gets up a lot of people's back. And you evidently come over some bit strongly, you know, when you say, oh, gee, I'm freezing, and would you ever turn up the heat? And, you know, it may be interpreted incorrectly. So, as I say, think very carefully, write it down, plan it out for a couple of weeks, and give yourself time to really, how can I deliver this in a way that will be fully understood and will be lovingly handled in a way that is won't cause contention or irritation. So yeah, that'll be my advice to you.
Okay. All right, Tony, stay with us on the line. We've more to talk about, more queries to get to for a problem shared. Get your questions in now on 066 712 3666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. We'll have more on a problem shared after we take these.
A problem shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, with Tony McGinley with us on the line for a problem shared. And Tony, we have a query in here from a listener. It says, over the last year or so, my girlfriend has been literally suffocating me. She'll ring me 3 or 4 times every day. Doesn't want a quick chat. She wants to talk for hours every night. When I don't answer a call for whatever reason, she lays a guilt trip on me and I don't hear the end of it for days. She wants to spend every minute available with me. I've tried to tell her how I feel, but she's taking it really badly. Keep telling me I don't care about her or love her as much as she loves me. I do really love her, but I just need some space as well. I don't seem to be getting my message across, though.
The last line says it all. I don't seem to be getting my message across. Because you should be as lucky as anyone to have someone who wants to be with you 24/7, who wants to talk to you for several hours. It's a lovely, that's a real sign of communication, of contact. But yeah, you're right, and we all do need a certain amount of time to ourselves as well. But what basically is needing here is, how do you get that message across lovingly and calmly and in a way that it will be understood for what it is? Because we all, human beings, twitch. We're just like dogs or cats. You know, they twitch and sometimes they snap. And human beings are no different. We behave in that sort of, you know, reactive way. And a good way of trying to get over a message, which is a sensitive message. If you're trying to tell her you don't want to be talking for 2 hours on the phone and you don't want to be with her 24/7, you know, that can be very insulting. If if it's not understood for what it is. So getting a message that will be understood in the right sort of context, in the right sort of way, is I think, you know, a problem that nearly every couple goes through sometimes during their engagement period, or when they're married, or later on in life, in fact. You know, so basically, it's sort of planning out how you get that message across. And it's the same as the last one we were speaking about there. You need to get a message across, and you need to get it across without creating that sort of snapback or, you know, reactive behavior. And you need to get it across in a way that sounds loving and caring. So it's not easy. And if I was trying to plan out that sort of a letter or card or whatever, I'd have to take some time to think about it. And I would say, you know, if you really love her, as you say you do, if you really want to eventually marry or whatever and set up a house together and live together, you'll have to get over these sort of humps.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Communication is the key.
Yeah.
Okay, and Tony, listen, go on, sorry, one final point.
No. I was just going to say, again, it's probably a good idea to set it down in writing and plan it before you try and do it. Because generally speaking, most people fall down in the delivery and they haven't thought sufficiently about it. Yeah.
Sure. Brilliant stuff. Tony, thanks a million for that. Thanks for talking to us in the programme about it. And thanks for a problem shared. It's Tony McGinley with us. Get your queries and questions in for him for the following week.